Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, and guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and tips to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. Many of you have been sending your comments and your feedback about how the different segments have been inspiring you to create the life that you desire. And I have to tell you that, honestly, I feel it is such an honor to be a part of your journey. So please keep those letters coming and those emails. You're really making my day, and it just shows you that we're all born here for a reason. So fulfill your destiny, folks. Now, a couple of things that I want to share with you before we get started with the show today, that for the month of August, I have been featured as the Wow Gal for the August edition of a magazine called Women of Worth. So be sure and check that out. There's the article in there about all the challenges that I have gone through in my life and how I soared above them all. Now, also, my inspirational book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, is featured on the Spirited Women for the Top 12 Summer Books Pick List. So that's quite an honor for me. And to purchase your copy of this book, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the Books tab. Now, tonight, the show, I am so honored to have this guest on. I'm so excited to share this topic with you. We're going to tonight talk about financial empowerment, and my very special guest is Dr. John DeMartini. Dr. John DeMartini is a human behavior specialist, an educator, internationally published author, and a sought-after authority on maximizing human awareness and potential. Dr. DeMartini has addressed audiences across the world and shared the stage with some of the world's most influential men and people such as Stephen Covey, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and Donald Trump. This incredible man has appeared in many documentaries, including The Secret, The Opus, The Compass, and Oh My God, alongside celebrities such as Hugh Jackman, Ringo Starr, and Bob Geldof. And today, Dr. DeMartini is going to talk with us about financial empowerment and how you can create that life that you desire. Now, for more information about Dr. John DeMartini and his upcoming events, contact the DeMartini Institute. Their website is drdemartini.com, so that's DrDeMartini. And to email them, it's info@drdemartini.com. So, Dr. DeMartini, without any further delay, I want to welcome you to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. This is great. Thank you.
I know you have such a busy schedule, and in fact, you've got an event today. We want to share with everybody that if you're in the Phoenix, Arizona area, you're doing an event.
Yes, I'm speaking at New Vision Center for Spiritual Living here in Phoenix. And if they'd like to get information on it, they could go to my site at drdemartini.com. They can get all the details. But it'll be at this evening at, I think, at 7 o'clock. And we'll be talking about breaking through limitations and living an extraordinary life.
Wow, great subject. Before we get started, I want to – you have a personal story from your childhood that you were told in your life – that things were not possible. Can we take a minute and can you share with everybody the things that you were told? Because I think this is really important.
Well, when I was in first grade and I entered into elementary school, I was told by my first grade teacher that in front of my parents that I would never be able to read, never be able to write, never be able to communicate, never mount thing, never go very far in life. I had dyslexia and learning problems, and which was true at the time. And so I, the way I made it through school was by asking questions to the smartest kids and befriending them and asking them questions to see what they got out of all the classes and learning. And then I would take enough in from what they would say in order to pass. And this worked fine, relatively well until I moved to Richmond, Texas. I moved away from that city, to a small town where there was a low socioeconomic area and didn't have a smart group of kids. And that's when I failed and ended up dropping out of school and returning to kind of living on the streets at that time. So I had a little bit of a challenge when I was starting, but as you know, everything is on the way, not in the way. And those are all gifts ultimately because they create the voids that later become the values of our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
and I was blessed from that because it led me to do what I do today.
You know, and I'm glad that you're sharing this because my personal story, you may or may not know this, I was diagnosed in 89 with having Crohn's disease, and I was told that I was going to have that for the rest of my life, just learn to accept it. And I'm one that when someone tells me I can't do something, it's like I'm going to prove you're wrong because I know anything's possible. And I went on to cure that disease. And then a few years later, I was pregnant with my second child, and my weight went down to just 80 pounds. And the doctor said I had to make a choice who would live, myself or the child. And that baby's now 18 years old and beautiful and very healthy. And then I was given 30 minutes to live, and I had a near-death experience. And all of those challenges, I was told it was impossible, and I showed them wrong as well. Now, but again, for me, like you're saying, I felt it was for a huge reason because it's what I'm doing today now of helping others to get to where, you know, they need to go. And for our listeners, I want you to really listen to the message that you're hearing from both of us because you can achieve anything. It is possible and you can do it. We both believe in you. So let's get into talking about financial empowerment now, shall we?
Certainly.
Okay, so we live in a capitalistic society, and many people have issues in building wealth and how to focus on a spiritual mission. Now, in your opinion, how do you reconcile these two sides of life?
Well, I always say that our spirit without matter is expressionless, and matter without spirit is motionless. And to separate them, to separate the inseparables, is unwise. In the Great Book of Wealth by Hubert Hal Bancroft, in the very beginning chapter, in the first book, it described how important it is that these two forces be entwined and integrated, because the spiritual mission, which is the, you might say, the altruistic contribution to humanity, must be vast, and the desire for rewards and to live a great life has to be there if we're going to have wealth. We must have both.
Yes.
And so spirit and matter must be entwined to maximize it. And somehow it has been separated by people who don't really truly understand wealth and understand that wealth means well-being, whole being, integrated being. So I believe that those are entwined, and I believe that if the people who are vastly fortunate are the people who dedicate to contribute vastly to humanity as far as a service and desire to lead the way by living the greatest standards that human beings can have so they can support the most inspired contributions from others.
Yes. Now, I can't tell you, and I'm sure you have experienced this as well. I actually had one lady say to me, you know, she said she was a spiritual person and that she was born in this lifetime to learn what it was like to be poor, so she felt it was her destiny to be poor. Now, how do you answer something like that yourself?
Well, I would say that if that's something that is inspiring to her, then fabulous. I don't know if I've ever met anybody that can honestly say that I dream about being poor.
Yeah.
I don't think that penury or poverty is going to create the most extraordinary outcomes in life. But I do believe that if that's what her belief is, and that's her indoctrination, that she will probably feel more fulfilled doing that, somehow sacrificing. But personally, I think that that's not necessary. And the people I know who've contributed the most to the world are not necessarily impoverished, but they may not necessarily live the most extraordinary luxury life, but they certainly utilize money wisely to service of other people.
Yes.
And I think that the greater the wealth you have, the greater the potential for service.
Yes. Well, and to me, you know, when you make more, it's not that you're, you know, richer than others, or I'm not even sure the words I'm looking for, but as an example, people have said to me, well, you know, I have this type of practice and I can't introduce you to these people because I would lose these clients. I've heard that from people in the past as well. And my thinking is, you know, we're here to help each other. The more we help each other and our service, we all are compensated. The universe compensates us and our wealth grows. Do you not?
Well, I would say that our wealth, there's an article that I put in Prestige magazine recently called Genuine Wealth. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I mentioned there is that everybody, according to what's highest on their values, what's their priorities, highest priorities, mm-hmm. Manifest wealth in that. In other words, they have the equivalent of a financial wealth sitting in possibly their relationships or their intellectual properties or their spiritual awareness or in their beauty. But everybody's got wealth. Now, it may not be converted into cash wealth unless you truly have a value on cash.
Yes.
And converting it into some sort of a financial economic vehicle of exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that as a high value, then it will probably maintain itself in these other areas, which will be recognized by other people in those values, but not necessarily usable in the form of cash communication.
Yes.
So it's very important to have a value on money if you're going to extract money and actually have it. Money circulates in the economy from those who value it least to those who value it most.
Yes, yes. We have to take a quick break here. We folks are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about financial empowerment. So in the meantime, while we're on the break, if you want to call in to the switchboard, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com site. And if you're interested in purchasing a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, be sure to visit the AskSueLondon.com site as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back very soon. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my very special guest today is Dr. John DeMartini, and the topic is financial empowerment. Before we get into me asking some more questions to Dr. DeMartini, I want to share with you that Dr. DeMartini has many great products and services that can help you create the life that you desire. I want to share with you briefly, I received a copy of his DVD, Wealth, Wisdom of the Ages. And let me tell you, I'm a person that's very sensitive to energy. And I was watching this DVD with my husband. We were watching it together. And as I was watching, I started feeling tingling in my body. And I was actually feeling my vibration going up as I've been, you know, watching this DVD. I love it. I've had it for 4 days now. And I'm watching it every day. And I just feel so empowered even more listening to this and learning more. So, you know, I want to encourage you all to get your copy of the Wealth Wisdom of the Ages DVD. And also, he's got one particular book that I love, and that's called How to Make One Hell of a Profit and Still Get to Heaven. It's a fantastic book. I cannot talk highly enough about this book either. Now, Dr. DeMartini, can you share with our listeners how they purchase these products and where they can learn about your events?
Well, they can simply go to my website, drdemartini.com. That's drdemartini.com.
Okay.
And they can go on there and it just hits products. There's a thing on the menu on the left side, hit products, and you can purchase the products directly that way. Or they can go to the menu and hit events, and that gives an idea of where I am around the world as I'm traveling, the various events that are up to the public. Some are private, but they won't be on there, but some of the public ones are there. And they can simply do that, and then they can also browse the website. There's just so much on the website and keep busy probably and learning all kinds of things in all different areas. So
there is. Yeah.
The website's the best place, or Facebook. Either one, they'll both lead there.
Yeah, okay, well, great. And guys, I really encourage you to check out these products because they are fantastic. And any of you people who are sensitive to energy, you'll know what I mean when you watch this Wealth Wisdom of the Ages. Now, Dr. DeMartini, what advice do you have for people who would love to make more money? Lots of people are listening. I want more money, but how do I get it?
Well, the first thing, there are six things that increase the probability of building wealth in your life and having more towards financial independence.
Okay.
And maybe if people have a pen and paper, they'd like to write these down.
Yes.
And if they do this exercise I'm about to outline, I guarantee it would make a difference. So the first thing is to write 200 benefits of building a business that serves ever greater numbers of people. Because you won't find a billionaire that doesn't have a business that serves ever greater numbers of people. And it's really delusional to think that you're going to have money if you're not being of service. Because
right.
You don't get something for nothing. So if you're not dedicated to go and build a business that serves lots and lots of people, don't expect lots and lots of money.
Yes.
So when you can't wait to get up in the morning and go and be of service to people and be of service as far as business transactions, you have a source of income. So the first one is 200 benefits of doing it. And the reason 200 is because most people can rattle off about 20, 30 benefits of that. But you already know those, so those haven't made you do it. The thing that does it is when you have a big enough reason. When the why is big enough, the how's take care of themselves.
Yes.
So I'm dedicated to building a business, just like yourself, to serve people around the world. Mm-hmm. And as a result of it, I've been rewarded financially.
Mm-hmm.
So the second one is 200 benefits of polishing and refining and managing that business more effectively and efficiently so you can maximize profits. Because if you run the business and you care about the business, it's like a child. You want to make sure it's nurtured and grown efficiently, and you want to make sure that it has a profit. Because there's nothing, you're not serving people by going out of business. You're serving people by continuing business and making sure that there is a profit. And the greater the profit percentage, the more you're honoring the business and serving the people because you're working, and they appreciate your efficiency.
Yes.
So 200 benefits of that. The third one is 200 benefits of saving an ever-progressive portion of the profits. And this is electronically transferred from your business account into your personal savings account. Automatically, you just increase it. I tell people to start with whatever they're comfortable with and add 10% every quarter to their savings. So if you save, I'm just going to pick a number out of the air, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $200 a month. Doesn't matter how much. It's not how much you save. It's the habit of saving account. If you just start the savings, and then every 3 months, once you get in the habit of saving it per month electronically, then increase it 10%. So if you're saving 1,000, make it 1,100. If it's saving 200, make it 220. But increasing it 10% every quarter will double the amount you save every 2 years. And if you double that and compound that, it's extraordinary. I started doing that 28, almost 29 years ago. And it started out at $200 a month, and 400 and 800, and it went up. And now it's way over the 100-something thousand a month today. And all I can say is that it just kept increasing at 10% every quarter until it was enormous in its progression. And it just draws business to you because money automatically goes where it flows and where it's managed wisely.
Now, can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
In your book, you're talking about having the bank, having it set up with a bank that they automatically take it out and put it into an account for you. For people, there's a lot of people out there that are self-employed and they may have months where they're hardly making anything. How do people like that, that may maybe make $50 a month, do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do they
They're the people that need it the most. See, if you wait to get it, there's a law in the universe called Parkinson's Law.
Yes.
And Parkinson's Law was discovered by, obviously, Mr. Parkinson. And this principle says that if you don't fill your day with high-priority things that inspire you, it will fill up with things that disinspire you.
Mm-hmm.
And the same applies when it comes to energy and resource. If you don't put your money into something that inspires you, it will automatically get consumed by unexpected bills that disinspire you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't start the savings and pay yourself first, you're basically saying to the universe that you're not worth anything. And the universe lets you know that by basically always making you struggle. But all I know is that you can always save a nickel or a dime. You start, it doesn't matter how much, it's the habit of doing it. And once you develop the habit, it grows.
Yes.
So I didn't know I could do it. I was behind and I was frightened and I didn't think I could handle it when I started. But all I know is that the moment I did, I attracted more business to cover the difference.
I can tell the listeners, I'm doing that as well, putting so much aside, you know, each amount I get, like each month. And it's true. I'm having unexpected money come from places I never even dreamt of. So
it's just, when you manage money wisely, you receive more money to manage.
Yes.
And you have to pay yourself. Until you value you, you can't expect others to.
Yes.
Until you pay yourself first, you can't expect your clients to.
Yes.
And unless you say, I'm worth it and I can afford it, don't expect others to do the same around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you save an ever-progressive portion of profits, and 200 benefits of this when you do, and you just do it. You do it electronically, because if you get emotions destroy wealth. Strategies build wealth. You have to just strategically take it from your business account into an investment account at an investment company. A bank will not give you enough interest. Find an investment account that will give you a decent interest. It will hopefully exceed the rate of inflation, as they call it.
Okay.
The next thing is 200 benefits of investing in ever-progressive levels of risk. That means you first start saving before you invest, before you ever speculate. And you invest in greater levels. So you start off with money market accounts, then you go to blue chip stocks, and then you go to mid cap stocks, and up to smaller cap stocks. And you work your way up the levels of risk, which has higher volatilities, higher quotients, and ratios of return. So you earn higher ratios. If you do that, you won't be volatile, and you won't be foolish with your money. You'll just stair step it. And that implies whatever the investment, whether it be commodities, whether it be real estate, whether it be, you know, art, or it doesn't matter. You work your way up from that which is most conservative to that which is more aggressive. And you earn that right.
Okay.
The next one is 200 benefits of amassing a fortune.
Okay.
200 benefits of amassing a fortune. Because you have to have a reason of building wealth, or otherwise you'll just immediately start buying stuff and consume things that depreciate value.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, the sixth one, is 200 benefits of creating a cause, a financial cause that creates a legacy. Because the bigger your cause, the bigger your financial potential. So you want to have something that inspires you, that you want to put money into, that's beyond your life. That's not just, you know, your immediate gratification. It's not just your needs. And in my case, it's the DeMartini Prize Institute and Foundation, which is for education and for contribution to people who do extraordinary things in the world. But whatever that is, that drives you to want to put more money into it and save it because it's for a cause bigger than yourself.
Yes.
Those six things, if you write 200 benefits of each one, it will raise building wealth higher on your value list. And once it's higher on your value list, you'll see opportunities, you'll make decisions quickly, and you'll act on opportunities financially.
Yes. Now, and you're talking about, in your book, you talk about two separate accounts, right? You talk about the one where you have a cushion account for, so that, and we're going to get into that shortly about how that can help with your emotions and have 2 months of your income in case of the days off.
What I say is that it's wise to have an account, which I call the immortality account, where you build money into it, and you never touch this. And you just build cushion upon cushion upon cushion of wealth in different classes of investments. So you always have lots of liquidity to take advantage of opportunities in the world. And then you also have a tax account, so pay your taxes, so you don't want to be behind on your taxes. You want to pay those as frequently as possible. I always pay mine weekly. I pay my savings every day. I pay my taxes every week. I pay my lifestyle third.
Okay.
And in the lifestyle, I do that every 2 weeks. And then I have a vacation, education, and depreciation account. And then I have my business bills.
Okay.
And I have those all electronically done, so there's no emotion in it. And it's just done. And I've itemized them. I've found out what they've averaged. And I do average withdrawals automatically, electronically, to pay the bills, so I don't have to deal with emotions on it. It's not about emotions. So I can focus on serving people and have that structured electronically. Once I focus on serving people, I draw in more money to myself.
Good, good. And you're very organized, too. Like, it's a good system you have in place.
Well, money goes to where it's most organized and whoever has the most certainty with it.
Yes.
So if you don't, if you're serious about money, you'll do a financial plan. You'll identify what your net worth, so you know exactly where you're starting, and you'll identify a target of what you call financial independence and what you want in life. Mm-hmm. If you're not really serious about wealth, you probably don't have those three in place. But if you do, those three will be in place, and they'll guide you to your financial destiny.
Good. Now, we've got to take a break, so listeners, we're going to bring Dr. John DeMartini back after this short break, and then we'll talk more on this subject. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. John DeMartini here, and we're talking about financial empowerment. Now, Dr. DeMartini, what I want to do now is talk about affirmations, because I think they're really powerful. Do you want to touch on that?
I'll be glad to. I was first initiated into affirmations when I was in fourth grade, because the teacher told me to stay that afternoon and write on the board, "I will sit down and keep my mouth shut."
Oh.
That was my first affirmation.
Oh,
but
no.
that was not exactly the one that I hope. But affirmation means to make firm in one's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one affirmation that changed my life the most was given to me when I was 17 years old and I'd almost died. And I met this amazing teacher named Paul Bragg, who's the one that started Jack Elaine's life, and Gloria Swanson, and Luther Burbank, and many other people.
Okay.
And he gave me an affirmation, because I told him I was a learned disabled child and didn't know how to read and stuff. And he says, every day from now on, for the rest of your life, say this one affirmation and never miss a day. Mm-hmm. He says, and if you say this every day, sooner or later the cells of your body will tingle with it, and so will the world.
Yes.
He told me to say, I am a genius, and I apply my wisdom. Now, that was the farthest thing from reality when I said that back at age 17,
mm-hmm.
Seeing as though I'd never even read a book from cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But I started saying that, and I meant every day, multiple times, probably 60 or 70 times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been now 39 years. There's not been one day that I don't say that.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that a genius is one who listens to their inner wisdom.
Yes.
And their inner voice, and their follows their inner vision, and mm-hmm. obeys, and delivers what it is that they feel that their service to the world is. And
yes.
I feel that that's awakened in me because of that affirmation. So I really believe that what we say to ourselves and what we see for ourselves has an impact on our destiny.
Yeah, and you know, I always say money flows to me from unexpected places. And I have a 5-year-old grandson, and he'll hear me saying that, and he'll say, Grandma, that's kind of weird. And so I'll tell him what it's all about. And then he walks around, he says that. Then we'll be out maybe at the mall or something, and he'll find a quarter on the ground, or he'll find money, and he'll go, oh, this stuff really works, Grandma. So I'm doing this with my kids as well. Now, my grandson's only 5. I believe in starting kids at a young age with, you know, teaching them these tools and techniques. Do you want to touch on that?
Absolutely.
You work with kids, right?
I believe that we each of us have a set of priorities in life, a set of values in life, things that are most important to least important.
Yeah.
And anytime we set goals, mm-hmm. affirmations, or visualizations that are congruent and aligned with our highest values,
mm-hmm.
so they're truly ours, they truly are meaningful to us,
mm-hmm.
we increase the odds of them guiding us and directing us like a checkup from the neck up,
mm-hmm.
reminding us of how to see life and to act on life. So
yes.
I think it's like a checklist. You wouldn't want a pilot to take off without a checklist. And affirmations are like a checkup and a checklist for our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And we concentrate on what we really want instead of what we don't want by doing it.
Yes, yeah. And myself, I'm 48 years old. I wish years ago when I was a child I knew this stuff. Now, obviously, I didn't know it because I had some things I had to learn first, but teaching these things to my kids, it's really helping them build a strong foundation. As you know, I've got teenagers and that, and I have one daughter right now, she's buying a house, and I said, now visualize, visualization is really important. And so here she visualized, she called me the next night, and she said, we've got two people fighting over the condo that they want to buy it. Mom, this stuff really works. So, you know,
We don't know which is the chicken or the egg, and I bet most of us have gone to the telephone to pick up the telephone to call somebody, and before we dialed, on the phone was the person we were about to dial.
Yes.
And this has happened. I've asked people by the thousands in my audiences, you know, if this has happened, and they all put their hands up. Mm-hmm. So it's really quite amazing the synchronicities that occur in life the moment we're clear and congruent with our intentions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I find now that I can think a thought, I can feel it, I take the action when I get that inner guidance from it, and I'm always, you know, creating whatever it is that I'm you know, asking for or visualizing that. Very powerful stuff. Now, can we switch the topic a little bit? I want to talk about the DeMartini method. Can you explain what this is and how it works?
Well, the DeMartini method is something that's been kind of bubbling up and I've been working on it since I was 18. But
okay.
It was a formal methodology that I've been using now for about 25 years and 22 and a half years in my program called the Breakthrough Experience, which is my signature program.
Okay.
And what it is a series of questions that allow us to reveal to our consciousness a hidden order in what we think is daily chaos. So in other words, the things that we think that are stressing us, it helps us ask questions to reveal to us a hidden benefit that's going on in those moments that we think are stressed by. So we calm the stress down. And it is amazing to be able to dissolve, grief, internal conflict, fears, philias, addictions to things, resentments, any emotion that is baggage that weighs us down, the methodology through the proper intuitive questions automatically liberates us from and allows us to be free again so we can be grateful and appreciation in the state of love again. And it's amazing science, and I use it all over the world, and it's just amazing in helping in conflict resolutions. I was in Ireland dealing with the Northern and Southern Ireland conflict, and resolving some issues there for the president there. I dealt with it in prisons dealing with it, divorce cases, corporate, merger and acquisition issues. Almost all different facets of life can be benefited by it. But it's a series of simple questions. If you ask yourself, it liberates yourself from emotional stress and baggage and allows you to be liberated and free and clear and communicative in a state of appreciation and love.
So can I ask you, is this process, this method, is that like you would be asking your client, or is this where the client would learn it to do themselves?
It's both. I have about 2,000 something facilitators and teachers around the world that I've trained now.
Okay.
And then I have people read the books and learn it and use it that way. So people can do it within themselves, or they can have facilitators assist them.
Okay.
Or in very specialty situations, we have specialists that are involved in it. But let me give you some samples of the kind of questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
When somebody, let's say, challenges you, and maybe they criticize you, and they're upset with you and rejecting you, you merely ask, what specifically is it about this person that you're upset about when you react to them? And you define that, and they say, well, they criticize me. So then you ask, where have I and where do I criticize people myself? And you have to humble yourself and look carefully and honestly and thoroughly to see where you do the same trait somewhere in some form at some time in your own life.
Okay.
And by doing that, you're plucking the mote out of your own eye before you pluck it out of somebody else's, and it's humbling, and it makes you realize, they're reactive at this moment. You've been reactive. Let's stop and realize that what we see in them, we have in us.
Yeah,
that calms some of it down.
Yeah, because we always attract, you know, our mirror, right?
We're all mirrors of each other.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So I always say that when we can finally own what we see in them, we calm some of our judgment of them. The second question is, how is whatever they've done a benefit? How does it serve us? How can we gain from it? Because it's never what happens to us, it's how we perceive it and what we extract from it. And we're never victims of our history. We can be masters of our destiny if we ask how to benefit us. So we just keep asking, how does it benefit? And we look at how it helps us spiritually, mentally, career, financial, family, social, physical, all areas of life. How does it help us? And once we see the benefits equaling to the drawbacks, the positives equaling to the negatives, it's neutralized. And there's nothing there. We don't even have anything to be upset about. We just say thank you. They revealed to us the part that we now can be thankful for. Then we go and look at where we've done that, because we may be carrying around maybe shame and guilt in the past over where we've done that, because we may have been judging ourselves for that same thing. Mm-hmm. And this person may have come into our life to help us realize that, and mm-hmm. we can now thank them for revealing it. But if we write down the benefits of how we served others when we did it, we mm-hmm. clear our shame and guilt, which draws the person to us for the reason in the first place anyway.
Okay.
Then we may go and look at where this person has the opposite trait. So often we just project a label on people and assume they're one-sided, but the truth is we're both nice and mean and kind and cruel and giving and taking and stingy and generous. We're both-sided. So if we look at somebody and see both sides and find out where they have the opposite side to the same degree, our labels have dissolved. Then if we look carefully at that moment, whenever they've done it, and ask who is doing the opposite to us at that moment, wherever in space-time they're doing it, there's somebody doing the opposite. We're in a matrix of opposites, complementations of opposites. And once we find out where the opposite is, we'll find out that the reason why we've attracted criticism is maybe we're puffed up because a bunch of people are putting us on a pedestal, and we're a little cocky right now. We brought that in to humble us, to get us back to authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very last question we might ask is, if they had not done this, what would be the drawback? Because we sometimes live in a fantasy that if they hadn't done this, our life would have been happier. But in truth, there's always two sides to life. And that serves us too. Everything serves. Anything we don't see serving us is our baggage. Anything we do see is our fuel.
Yes.
So by neutralizing that and asking that question. So that's 7 of 48 questions that we do to integrate perceptions and dissolve the conflict that we have between ourselves and other people or within ourselves.
Well, I want to learn this. So during the break, we have to talk about this. Now, one question, we have to go to the break very shortly, but I want to ask you more. When the person goes through this process, do you actually find them experiencing a form of release? Like, do you find they cry or?
Well, what happens is if they do it completely and thoroughly, it's impossible. I mean, I do this every weekend in the program, and I do it almost every day with clients.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to not have a tear of gratitude.
Okay.
Because you start to see the hidden order, as David mm-hmm. Bohm would describe, the implicate order, the subtle order that's in the universe that most people never take the time to find.
Yeah.
And it's there. And we each a point of gratitude. And as you know, gratitude is the key that opens up the gateway of the heart, and inside the heart's love.
Absolutely.
So out comes love. We become inspired in our mind and enthusiastic mm-hmm. in our body and mm-hmm. certain and present. So we end up having a much more profound, powerful, present, and purposeful and patient state.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Can we get you to hold that thought, folks? We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. I am so inspired by this method, I got to tell you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest, Dr. John DeMartini. Now, let's talk about that there's a lot of people in situations of debt. So how does one manage the emotions of the debt and how do they get out of it? Let's touch on that topic now, shall we?
Okay, that's a great one. The first thing to do is whenever you're in debt, you want to thank the debtor, the person who has obviously loaned you the money. You want to thank them because anything that you're not grateful for and anything that you don't value is harder to earn money for. It's harder to pay off. So the first thing you want to do is not be upset about the debt, but to be grateful for the opportunity that somebody loaned you money and believed in you without even getting paid initially. So you want to convert that and perceive it differently, because if you perceive it in a way that you're grateful for it, it's a lot easier to raise the money to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
So always be thankful for the debtor, because they're the ones that's helping you get what your dream is. That's why you use the money. Now, the second thing is to take the debt, the total of the debt, and break it down and convert it into how much you pay per year, how much you pay per month, how much you pay per week, how much you pay per day, how much you pay per hour, down even to minute if necessary, and chunk it down into smaller bites, because by the inch it's a cent. Then what you do is you find out what it is, let's say, per hour, and then convert that into units of service that you can provide people. So let's say that you're a doctor and you see a patient, and it's X number of dollars a patient. Or let's say you're a salesperson selling books, and it's so much per book. You always convert debt into units of service and find out how many units of service is necessary to service the debt.
Okay.
So let's say if you have a debt of, let's say, $200,000 on a house, and you have $2,000 a month, and you have $500 a week, and you have $100 a day, and you have basically 8 into 100 is $12 an hour, and let's say your unit of service is you sell a book with a net profit of 12, so then what happens is you got to sell a book every hour to pay off the debt. So what you do is you convert it and break it down into small bites, convert it over to units of service, and now focus on serving. If you focus on the debt, your service will drop, and then it's harder to pay the debt because you're focusing on the debt.
Yes.
If you focus on the service, your debt will drop. Because once you've converted into units of service, just by focusing on service, your service goes up and your debts go away. So always reduce the debts into smaller chunks, convert them into units of service, focus on units of service and caring about people, because that's where the source of income comes. People can tell when you're not thinking about them and you're thinking about your debt. They can see, because then you're focused on you, not serving them. And be grateful for the debt, because the debt's opened a doorway for you to be in business possibly, or to have the lifestyle you have, and make sure that you don't, it's not wise to get into debt that you're not going to produce more than the cost of the debt in. It's foolish.
Okay.
You don't buy things that depreciate in value. You buy things with money that are, you turn into something that appreciates in value and cost and produces more than the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you get wealthy. Otherwise, the people who get wealthy are people that take their money and make it grow, and the people who don't are keep spending it on things that depreciate, and they're consumables for immediate gratification instead of long-term vision.
Yes, yes. I know in our personal home, my husband and I, we invest in real estate, and we have different real estate properties that, you know, we're getting into that market as investments. So, yeah, that's...
Any time you buy a property... A mid-range property that people can live by in a decent location, and you can rent that out over a period of 5 to 10 years, that can be a cash positive cash flow, and that's an investment.
Yeah.
But if you buy a property just to live in, that's not classified as an investment, that's a lifestyle.
Yes.
And people sometimes confuse that. And so you're not really making a big investment out of just living in it, but you do investment when you do rental properties, or you do commercial rental, these type of things. But it's wise to diversify and to have your investments not just in property, but also in stocks and commodities and art, in a diversified area. Because if you do, one hedges against the other, and you end up with a little bit better returns that way.
Yes, yes. I cannot say how much I'm grateful to have you on this show today. And I'm looking at the time. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. What I want to do is... No pressure. I want to just turn it over to you, and how about you leave some inspiring words with our listeners?
I'll be glad to.
How's that? And
that
you got about, like, say, 3 minutes?
Okay, that's fine.
No pressure.
Have to shut me up, probably.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, so here's the thing. That the first thing you do is, no matter who you are out there listening, tonight I want you to look in the mirror and say, no matter what I've done or not done, I'm worthy of love. Because sometimes people carry around emotional baggage and judge themselves that holds themselves back from doing extraordinary and magnificent actions in their life. And you got to be able to love yourself, because if you do, you're more likely to give yourself permission to do the amazing things that you're here to do. And two, you want to give yourself permission to do that extraordinary thing. You have so many intuitive ideas and thoughts that pop in your head that you would love to do, that are meaningful, that you're inspired to do. Take action on them. Give them power. Don't just hesitate. Don't subordinate to other people thinking that they have something you don't. Don't stand in the shadows of anyone. Stand on the shoulders of greats. Find out whatever you see in them. This is what the DeMartini Method's about. Find out what you see in them, where it is inside you. You're not missing it. If you can see greatness in others, you have it inside you. If you see wealth in others, you have it inside you. So give yourself permission to stand on the shoulders of giants. Give yourself permission to do something extraordinary. Recognize whatever you see in the greats around you is within you, or you wouldn't be able to see it. The seer, the seeing, and the seen are always the same. As Schopenhauer says, that we become our true self to the degree that we make everyone and everything else ourselves. Own whatever you see in others, the hero and the villain, the saint and the sinner, the virtue and the vice, and own it all, because you're everything. And you don't want to negate any of it. You want to embrace all of it. You don't need to get rid of half of yourself in order to love yourself. You can love yourself for all parts, because you're part of a matrix that contributes no matter what. And then be clear. Allow yourself to be clear about what you really, really want. Sit and meditate if necessary in a state of gratitude. Do a gratitude list every day and think about what you're grateful for until you're really calm and centered. And then go inward and ask, what's the guidance? What is it that I'm here to do? And get clear every day and document it and write it every day. Write your gratitudes every day and write what it is that you really, truly would love to bring to the world. And then read it and refine it, and read it and refine it from now on, and build a masterpiece out of your life. If all of a sudden you build a masterpiece out of it, then you deserve it. You deserve what it is that you concentrate on. And know by Parkinson's law that whatever you concentrate your energies on and focus on is what yours is for you. And if you focus on the things that are highest in priority and things that inspire you, your days won't have time for the others. So fill your day with the flowers and not the weeds. Concentrate on what's inspiring to you, not what despires, and just like focusing on service, not debt. And if you do, there's an amazing life out there that's waiting for all of us if we just give ourselves permission to do something extraordinary. And know that if you pay yourself first, so will the world. If you invest in yourself, so will the world. If you value yourself, so will the world.
That was
and we
perfect.
Deserve to live that way.
I got to stop you, my friend. I hate to do it. You're such an inspiration, but we are so out of time. Dr. DeMartini, I have really enjoyed having you on the show here today, and thank you for all of the fantastic work that you're doing in the world, my friend. You're truly a treasure to the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Folks, today you have heard from two people, myself and Dr. John DeMartini, that we were both told things weren't possible in life. Be inspired by our stories. Grow. We both believe in you. You deserve everything that all the good, and go for it. Just remember the messages that Dr. DeMartini just left with you. Now be sure to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and pick up your copy of Soar Above It All on the website. And to learn more about Dr. John DeMartini, visit his website, drdemartini.com. Make sure you visit those products and services, because I'm telling you folks, they're phenomenal. Now I want to thank my very special guest today, Dr. John DeMartini, for being with us. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Karen Volo, and the topic is Stop the Downward Spiral. On behalf of my guest, Dr. John DeMartini, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.